USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin spent last night in the ICU at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center and remains there today in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field during the Bills and Bengals football game. The team said they're thankful for the outpouring of support they've received thus far. His family thanked doctors, the front office, coaches, and players for their support. The NFL throwing an audible after last night's incident seen round the world.
As all eyes remain on the well-being and health of Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin, the NFL says the game between the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals won't be resumed this week. Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football, causing the game to be suspended. The league has made no decision regarding the possible resumption of the game at a later date, but added Week 18 will go on as planned this weekend. I'm Tim Berg.
Congressman Jim Jordan is trying to rally support for Congressman Kevin McCarthy, but there still appears to be no Speaker of the House. Jordan urged Republicans to vote for McCarthy after the House GOP leader failed to clinch the top spot.
I think Kevin McCarthy is the right guy to lead us. I really do, or I wouldn't be standing up here giving this speech.
Jordan received votes from colleagues as conservative Republicans worked to deny McCarthy the Speaker's gavel. Whoever is eventually elected would replace California Democrat Nancy Pelosi. The chamber will continue to hold votes until a candidate receives a majority. Former FTX CEO and crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried has pleaded not guilty to fraud charges in New York federal court. Today's plea comes less than 2 months after the collapse of the cryptocurrency exchange. Bankman-Fried is accused of stealing billions from customers since 2019 and faces over 100 years in prison if convicted. Dangerous weather is slamming millions of people across the USA. Suspected tornadoes touched down in multiple states overnight in the south. Meanwhile, out west in California, a monster holiday storm hammered several parts of the state with rain, snow, wind, and historic flooding. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Southwest Airlines is facing a class action lawsuit following last week's massive flight cancellations and delays. A New Orleans man filed the proposed lawsuit in federal court, accusing the airline of failing to give passengers refunds after they were stranded. He claims the carrier only provided a credit rather than a refund. Southwest canceled over 15,000 flights over the holidays after a major winter storm slammed much of the U.S. A scheduling meltdown has caused federal officials to look into the matter. Some Southwest passengers are still waiting on their luggage a week later. Beth Tupto was traveling through Denver International Airport and says the airline told her that her bag has to go to Milwaukee before it's shipped back to her.
They loaded a plane that was never going to take off with all their luggage, and everyone from that flight, I can tell you, has not seen their luggage since.
Southwest is staying true to its policy of flying bags to their final destination with no exceptions. Thousands of passengers across the country have spent the past week trying to get their luggage, while hundreds are piled up. Big banks are announcing that an economic downturn is fast approaching.
More than two-thirds of the economists at 23 large financial institutions that do business directly with the Federal Reserve are saying the United States will have a recession in 2023. Two others are predicting a recession in 24. Government overspending is a leading cause of inflation, and when it gets real bad, recession. I'm Lance Pry.
Stocks losing ground across the board on the first trading day of 2023. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.